First, OPM plans to call early dismissals or office closures as early as possible. Instead of 3 a.m. announcements, it may be more like 9 p.m. Director John Barry says he may get some flack for that.
Everyone learned the lesson from last year that we need to pay attention. And we also recognize this may create an embarrassment. I will sit here and warn of this eventuality. There will be a time when the Weather Service is going to predict something and then it doesn't arrive. And we will have gotten people out of here and, could be accused of, oh my gosh, you overreacted. Safety first is our decision here, and we will be striving to ensure our safety of our employees.
The new policy governs any emergency that affects federal workers in the Washington region. Barry says lessons learned from August's earthquake also inform the changes.
An earthquake is different from a snowstorm at night, as well as a snowstorm in the middle of a workday. And each must be handled differently.
For daytime emergencies, OPM has expanded its menu of notifications. It can still decide to call for a staggered early dismissal. That means sending employees home early with departures staggered according to when they arrived at work. But now OPM can add a final departure time to that announcement. Director of Emergency Management Dean Hunter explains.
One of the things that we learned from last year's January 26 snowstorm was that people, when we made that early dismissal announcement, they didn't make that decision to leave until perhaps the snow was already falling, and it came very, very quickly. So our intent moving forward with that is to make a decision and put a final end time on the dismissal itself so that people know that beginning at a certain time frame, the federal government will be closed.
But what if people decide to stay anyway and the snow keeps falling?
If, for instance, once we issued that, things got so bad, came so quickly, that law enforcement closed roads, that our emergency management and transportation people told us, you know what, it's better for us to go ahead and have people sit tight, remain in the workplace for a few hours, keep them off the roads, thereby we can plow the roads, put the salt down, then we would consider something like shelter in place. But again, that would really be as a last resort. It would always be our desire to have people home before the storm gets nasty.
All federal employees are issued survival kits with a day's worth of emergency supplies like packets of water, dried food, and a whistle. But Director Barry says OPM would issue a shelter-in-place advisory only after consulting with law enforcement, emergency management officials, the White House, and the D.C. mayor, and only in the rarest of snowstorms.
My hope is that those shelter-in-place around a snow emergency would only be, we'd be talking hours, not an overnight situation. But again, I'd rather have people warm and dry and safe inside federal structures than I would risking running out of gas, being stuck by the side of the road, having to spend the night in their car, as many did last year, as we all know, during those circumstances.
The third new option is the opposite of shelter in place. It's immediate dismissal. Barry says it's another last resort for extreme situations.
I do not want to sit here and say that our region is immediately able to respond to that option at this point in time. We know we would face gridlock. Well, people knowing that and being familiar with what's going to happen with the roads, it may be in an immediate dismissal option. The safest way out of the city is on foot.
It's more likely that individual agencies would call for an immediate departure from certain buildings because of floods or other localized emergencies. The new policy stresses that employees share responsibility for safety. That means heeding announcements even if you don't see snow outside your window. And if OPM calls an early departure and you hear it on the radio or Twitter, but not from your agency, OPM's Director for Pay and Leave, Jerry Mikowicz, says it's okay to leave.
We're trying to say it's, quote, official when OPM makes the announcement because your agency has already agreed to follow it.
But OPM says the best thing employees can do is, like the Boy Scouts, be prepared, plan ahead. That means monitoring the agency's website, Facebook, and Twitter feeds in iffy weather. Feds who can telework should plan to work from home in a snowstorm. And check your survival kit just in case you have to shelter in place. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.